615, 1320 WILS. Now, today, MSU football coach Mark D'Antonio putting out a statement for the first time dealing with those alleged sexual assaults involving unidentified football players. Hondo Carpenter with us, editor of SpartanNation.com. Hondo, thanks for joining us this evening.
Thank you for having me, my friend.
Well, before we get to Mark D'Antonio, we've heard from attorneys now. They feel that the Nassar case is going to basically affect the entire image of MSU. They think it's going to be like a Penn State type deal where it's going to, you know, color the way people view MSU in general. What's your view on that?
Well, I think it certainly could, and it's going to depend on a couple of things. It's who knew when and who knew what. Mm-hmm. I think it certainly is something that's horrendous and horrific. And if proven in a court of law, I think it's going to be something that goes high up the flagpole of Michigan State, and they need to find out every single person who knew, mm-hmm. regardless of who they were. And if anyone was in any way involved in a cover-up or didn't follow Title IX to the T, they should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. And I want to add one other thing, and I've said this before in sexual assault cases. Anyone who knew and covered up should get whatever punishment Nassar gets, mm-hmm. because they are contributors to it. I'm not saying there were contributors. That has to be found out and proven in a court of law. But this is not something you mess around with. I'm a dad, and this is unacceptable if that's what happened. And again, I want to remind everyone of the Duke lacrosse case, not because I'm trying to make light of it, but because that was a legitimate case that everyone thought was cut and dry, and it ended up the allegations were not true. I'm in no way saying that. But I'm saying that's why I always give the caveat proven in a court of law. But if it is, the hammer needs to drop, and Michigan State needs to be the first one to drop it on themselves.
And you cover all kinds of MSU sports. Some lawyers are saying, look, part of the issue with Dr. Nassar is he was so highly touted by MSU and his connection to the Olympics. What kind of an impression did you get of him before all this came out?
Just that he was incredibly well-respected. He was considered a gold standard. I mean, I don't know if the portrait's down, but I know his portrait used to hang at Jennison Fieldhouse. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was somebody that was revered and someone who was talked about in reverent tones because of his resume. And, you know, again, if anyone knew, they're just as guilty as him and his actions for everything mm-hmm. he did once they knew. But that was how he was. He was totally revered for his work with athletes.
So do you think MSU can avoid having that tarnish, what we saw happening with Penn State?
Absolutely. And the way they avoid it is to come out and be absolutely, completely transparent. And every single time they find out of another person who knew or have suspicions, they suspend them. Now, obviously, you suspend them with pay until you can prove that they're guilty. But the moment they start to have those, and then instantaneously, the moment that they find out people were involved, you immediately have to get rid of them.
Right, because former gymnastics coach let go, right?
Yeah, she was, and then instantly retired. But, I mean, they need to absolutely, if I was Michigan State, I would not just be waiting. I would be, and they are doing this, I would be retaining mm-hmm. counsel to go through and do a full, I mean, full body scan of everything in my university and checking it out. Yeah. So, and I think they're doing that. I do think they're being extremely proactive.
Right.
But let's find out.
Hondo Carpenter with us with SpartanNation.com. This is 1320 WILS. So Mark D'Antonio today came out in a statement, said he's, quote, extremely concerned about these sexual assault allegations involving three unidentified players. How much of a problem is this for the football team, would you say?
Well, absolutely. When you've got roughly, you know, there's considerably less. They only have 85 scholarships, and a lot of those guys, the seniors, are already gone. The new freshmen aren't only here. Mm-hmm. And you've got three guys, two of which I think are surefire starters, one a potential, that are gone. Those are your high-profile players. Now, I don't care if they're walk-ons. I'm not talking about on-field, but I'm just saying profile guys accused of a sexual assault and a staff member suspended.
Yeah, we're talking about Curtis Blackwell, right?
Yes. And remember this, though. Here is how big it goes, is that, you know, when all of a sudden you get a potential of a staff member involved, then all of a sudden the price goes way high, because the NCAA Rule 11.1.1 says that a head coach is responsible for everything done in his program whether he knows about it or not. And I think that this is something that's got to be concerning. I know Mark D'Antonio. He's a friend of mine. He's a man of character and integrity. I don't think in a million years he would do anything to cover this up. But, you know, I mean, all of a sudden, everything goes to the top. It comes
to
him.
So what does that mean?
It's his program.
What does that mean? If these allegations turn out to be true, what does that mean to Coach D'Antonio then?
Who knows? I mean, that's going to be a decision that the university has to make. But remember, anything a coach does, you know, anything a coach, like at Louisville, you know, there were problems at Louisville with an assistant coach, but Rick Pitino didn't get in much trouble there. It just simply depends on the NCAA and the university, how they handle it. But, you know, that is why, I want to make it clear, I know Mark D'Antonio personally, and he's a man I call a friend. He wouldn't cover anything like this up. The most important thing in the world to him are his mother, his wife, and his two daughters. And I can tell you right now, he's not going to cover it up. But when it's somebody that's on your – let me finish answering the question. But when you bring a guy on your staff and he answers directly to you, then the accountability goes to the top. And the best thing they can do is just bare their soul on this and do everything to cooperate, which they are.
Just a minute left here, Hondo. Curtis Blackwell, the football team's director of college advancement and performance, he's the one that was suspended. What do you know about him, and is it clear to you why he was suspended?
Well, there's been nothing publicly stated as why he is suspended. However, they are investigating him in a role with this. I will tell you this, I don't believe it has anything to do with being a participant in a sexual assault in the least bit. I've heard, you know, that's just not accurate. And so they're investigating and no charges have been made. So once they are, we'll know exactly. But I have no reason to believe that Curtis in any way was being accused of being a participant in a sexual assault in the least bit. But he is suspended in regards to it, why there's a Title IX investigation going on. And Title IX is how those in authority handle once charges are made. So I'm simply assuming here, based on an educated guess, that it has to do with how it was handled once he was made aware of it.
Came out. Hondo Carpenter, editor of SpartanNation.com. Hondo, thank you very much for giving us your take tonight.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate you having me on.
Right here on WILS.